Janet Hoff and the AM 1400 WRJN News Center. The AccuWeather forecast for tonight, partly cloudy and windy, a low of 48. The search for Andrew Obregon continues in and around Kenosha County with the addition of a reward for information leading to his arrest and word his picture may not be accurate anymore. It's believed that Obregon remains in the area with three of the vehicles he reportedly used in the last 2 weeks recently recovered. Sheriff David Beth has announced a $5,000 reward for information leading to Obregon's arrest. 32-year-old Obregon is wanted on several open felonies, including as a suspect in a homicide investigation. He remains considered armed and dangerous by law enforcement and may have altered his appearance. Anyone with information is urged to contact the Kenosha Sheriff's Department Detective Bureau at 262-605-5102 or by fax at 605-5195. You can also anonymously go through Kenosha Area Crime Stoppers. A Racine man, the driver of a car that crashed into a building last week, is facing charges including second-degree reckless homicide after a passenger who was in the car died. 20-year-old Dartavian Watson is also charged with reckless driving causing injury and two counts of first-degree recklessly endangering safety. The accident happened last Thursday at West 6th Street and Mound Avenue. According to police, the vehicle that had been seen traveling at a high rate of speed and weaving from side to side on Mound ran the stop sign at 6th and into the building across the street. The driver and two passengers were injured, one who was taken by Flight for Life to Frederick Hospital, where he died on Saturday. Watson is being held in the Racine County Jail and will return to court next week for a preliminary hearing. The Racine Police Department says vehicle registration suspension postcards that people have been receiving in the mail are legitimate, based on past data from a former contractor that was finally put into the department's new system. Lieutenant Al Days advises anyone who receives the postcard to deal with it immediately. Pay it or ask about it at the front service counter in the safety building on Center Street Monday through Friday from 7 a.m. until 6 p.m. and Saturday from 8 to 2. The information about vehicle suspensions goes to the State Department of Transportation. Racine Mayor John Dickert delivers his 2016 budget proposal to the Common Council tonight, as well as recommendations for the 10-year capital improvement program. Also going into the Committee of the Whole will be budgets and CIP plans for the water and wastewater utilities. The review process will start a week from tonight with the public hearing on the city budget scheduled for November 5th. The Caledonia Village Board holds a special meeting tonight to consider the 2016 draft budget and give it tentative approval for purposes of publishing the information and setting it up for a public hearing on Monday, November 16th. Administrator Tom Christensen's proposal includes wage increases for village employees, no capital borrowing, and holding the overall levy. Nearly half of the American Red Cross facilities in Wisconsin will be closed by 2017, many of them up north. Steve Hansen, executive director for the Northeast Wisconsin chapter, calls it decreasing their footprint by closing 9 of 19 offices. Hansen says over 90% of their people are volunteers who will continue to provide things like disaster services, teaching first aid and CPR courses, along with helping military families.
Probably at least 95% of all of our services that we provide happen outside of our Red Cross offices, so we can easily downsize our physical presence.
The Red Cross office serving Kenosha and Racine is based in Metro Milwaukee, while the former Red Cross building on Taylor Avenue in Racine has been for sale. Wisconsin AAA puts the average for regular unleaded at $2.50 a gallon, which is up 6 cents from last week and 75 cents lower than this time last year. According to the Auto Club, the most expensive gas showed up in Metro Milwaukee at $2.57, while Green Bay's $2.44 average was the lowest in the state. The brilliant fall color season is underway in northern Wisconsin, and the show will be steadily moving south through the month. State Forester Paul DeLong says it can be pretty spectacular.
Sugar maple's probably the star attraction with its orange into red, and you can have a tree that in and of itself has yellow, orange, and red all on it, and it's in and of itself can be phenomenal. But when you pair that with the deep reds of red maple and the golden colors of aspen and birch, and you add to that the purples and russets and browns of oaks.
And DeLong says mixed in are green pine trees, making for a beautiful landscape. It's a big tourist attraction in the fall. Janet Hoff, AM 1400, WRJN News. The AccuWeather forecast is coming up.